I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. The mayor of Atlanta has vetoed legislation that would convert a downtown street into a two-way road. The city council had approved the measure focused on reducing traffic on a stretch of Baker Street between Centennial, Olympic Park Drive, and Piedmont Avenue. Meanwhile, Bottoms did sign a citywide ban on smoking and vaping in areas like bars, restaurants, and the city's airport. That ban will go into effect next year. Delta Airlines is benefiting from strong demand for air travel this summer and the grounding of Boeing MAX planes at key rivals to post record revenue and a bigger profit. Delta said Thursday that its second quarter profit jumped 39% to $1.44 billion. The results beat Wall Street expectations, and the airline raised its forecast of full-year earnings. Delta's second quarter profit was $407 million higher than a year ago. In other business news, Amazon has confirmed it will open a new fulfillment center in Gwinnett County, creating 1,000 jobs. According to the Atlanta Business Chronicle, workers in the 700,000-square-foot building will pick, pack, and ship customer orders. Amazon will also be hiring positions in human resources, operations management, security, finance, and IT. Well, loggerhead sea turtles have laid a record number of nests on the Georgia coast this year. This week, the number of nests passed 3,300, beating a 2016 record. Researchers expected higher nesting numbers this year after two slower years, part of the turtles' natural cycle. Nesting season typically runs into August. And Georgia's timber industry is booming, but there's a lot of wood left over.
It's going to have to be burned. It's either going to be burned in the woods and wasted and release carbon in that manner, or it could be burned for energy creation.
We'll look at whether it makes sense to turn the wood into electricity as our series Powering Georgia continues later this afternoon during All Things Considered here on GPB. And in sports, the Atlanta Dream improved their season record to 4 wins and 10 losses with a victory over the Connecticut Sun yesterday afternoon at State Farm Arena. The final score was 78-75. The Dream are back in action tomorrow evening when they host the Minnesota Lynx. Tip-off is set for 7:30 p.m. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.